pray had to be put there somewhere about personalism. Well, we have our relationships, family relationships and friends and so on. And some people who take up spiritual life, as we call it, sometimes think that spiritual life means distancing oneself from such personal relationships. They are not for real anyway. We should renounce detached. Maybe some say that because they have been hurt in relationships. Emotionally, and thus they decide to turn off those emotions. Some sit somewhere in some ashram, will just disappear from the world, as it seems. Some absorb themselves in service to God, spiritual practices, this and that, fully. And thus pushing out all these uncomfortable relationships and emotional issues. I mean, I've even seen it in this bhakti tradition, which is all about relationships and emotions. And I know how the reasoning goes there. I mean, I've heard some of it at least. But just our relationships here in this material world are not for real. Our identities here are not for real. These are false egos that are walking around here. Something along that line. And therefore, we should just forget about these relationships. Well, if we start there, what is for real here? Well, we are for real. We are the Atma, the spirit souls. People, persons who are playing this game are acting in this show. Well, and why are we doing it? Well, as many say, it's a school or it's a place we can play different roles and see how it works out and learn from that. That's what games are for. Or dramas of different kinds, right? So we are for real. But we are right now looking out through the eyes and hearing out from the ears and so on of a game of Atari. Body and a mind that isn't really us. That is a false ego, hunker, a dream character we are acting as, but we are the ones acting through it. So it's still about our relationships, and therefore our relationships here do matter. Because ultimately they are soul-to-soul relationships. Although we are playing in a game, so to speak. You're a bunch of people online, in games, and social media, all of that. It's still about their relationships. Our relationships. So, I'd like to say that the bhakti yoga tradition level adds something very important, which is of course there all the time. You could already say avoids stumbling into that, I would say, pit of impersonalism, which is really what happens when you build some kind of spirituality idea on the negation of the material relationships as, oh, they suck. Material bodies, oh, they grow old and get sick and suffer and so on. Everything here is temporary, all my relationships and things. So therefore, just turn all that off. Look, now there are no more relationships, there are no more things. Now everything is fine. But it won't be, because you will find it boring. But seriously, it can make you hard. And with boring, I mean, you're not living a life. So what I'd like to say here is the proper understanding in this Bhakti tradition, at least, that it's rather about us not negating relationships or this or that, but by purifying ourselves, raising our consciousness, to have soul-to-soul relationships rather than just body-to-body relationships and so on, mind-to-mind, but deeper. And also for each and every one of us to walk this path of self-realization, where we become more and more ourselves again. We cast off those modes of nature, lower modes of nature, and start acting nicely, friendly, lovingly, wisely, and so on. Living on the bright side. So and that bhakti means love, love of God. But that means, of course, love for all of God's parts and children, because all of us here, all the people you see are walking on the streets and that you hang out with. And as big as we can see this world, it's all there in God. And we're all not God as such, but parts, parcels. And also parts of the show. Because this is all God's Lila play. That's the understanding you get from bhakti yoga tradition. Okay.